Paul sent to Rome. After his arrest and all the way to Rome, Paul takes every opportunity to preach the good news about Jesus to those who try to kill him, to the Roman guards, to the governors and kings who are trying to settle his case, to those in charge of taking him to Rome, to the prisoners that are with him, to anyone who will listen. After his arrest, Paul is held in prison by Felix, the governor of Judea, for 2 years, and he gives him some freedom and allows his friends to provide for his needs. Then a new governor named Festus succeeds Felix and tries to gain favor with the Jews by having Paul tried in Jerusalem. Because he is a Roman citizen and because he knows the Jews would kill him in Jerusalem, Paul appeals to the emperor in Rome and Festus agrees to send him there. Even King Agrippa, who visits Festus, says after hearing Paul tell his story, this man could have been released if he had not appealed to the emperor. For they all agreed that Paul had not done anything which deserved death or prison. On the day it was decided to sail to Italy, Paul and some other prisoners are handed over to Julius, an officer in the emperor's regiment. They sail to Sidon, which is about halfway between Jerusalem and the church of Antioch in Syria. Julius is kind to Paul and allows him to go and see his friends, to be given what he needs. They sail close to the coast of the Mediterranean Sea because of the winds and to a port named Myra, which is halfway between Tarsus and Corinth. There Julius finds a ship that is going to Italy and puts the prisoners aboard. This ship has great trouble making headway to the other ports along the coast and because of the weather has to take a detour to the island of Crete and comes to a port near the town of Lasea called Safe Harbors. More information can be found in the book of Acts, chapter 21, verse 37, through chapter 26, verse 8.